another celebration of participation. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We've talked about the celebration of participation before in high school sports in terms of the record numbers of young people who have taken part in the games. And today we're going to take that one step further to describe that there's an even greater celebration taking place in many places on any given Friday night in the fall. The Friday night football experience in communities across the state and across the country is more than just football, and it's something no other sport can replicate. Football Friday nights are when folks who maybe don't see each other all year long get together on four or five occasions to catch up, and our schools get the opportunity to put something on display that's much bigger than a gridiron clash. We've seen lots of different things successfully paired with football games. Nighttime cross-country meets and outdoor volleyball matches come to mind, but I'm not sure that I've ever been a part of something where so many young people had their school activities showcased as they did a couple of Fridays back when I visited Rockford High School. A key football game with Holland West Ottawa and the always tough Red Division of the OK Conference had more than four times as many students showcasing other talents than there were football players on the field. And there were 140 players dressed that night between the two schools. Rockford has one of the biggest marching bands and flag corps you'll see anywhere, and they were 270 strong for a rousing halftime performance. Add in another 70 kids between the Ram dance team and the cheerleaders of both schools, and a handful of students in support roles, and you are pushing the 500 mark. The capper was what took place about a half an hour before the opening kickoff, marching around the visiting grandstands and then onto the track in a seemingly endless parade, were over 350 elementary school students who were being recognized for their accomplishments in a summer reading program, coordinated by Kathy Munger, the wife of Rockford football coach Ralph Munger, who is a reading specialist for the district. Marching around the track grouped by their elementary school with one or more kids at the front of each group holding up a big banner with their school name or mascot on it, they were as excited to be walking in front of the crowd as the Olympians were several weeks ago at those opening ceremonies of the games in London. But these games are for much bigger stakes than gold, silver, and bronze medals. How big were the stakes? So big that introducing the groups on the public address system as they circled the track was the district superintendent, Mike Scheibler. I've known Mike for a number of years through his service to school sports as a member of the MHSAA's governing body, the Representative Council. And at a school well known for having outstanding athletic programs, you could tell that the super was feeling very super about those young kids. It might be a football game night, he told me, but it's bigger than football. It truly represented what their school district stood for, and that a football game just happened to give them a great platform for some great kids to be recognized. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.